Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the worldwide internet web. Today's show is part two of a series of three seasonal programs of Christmas music, some of it morbid, some of it slightly odd, and some of it might even be uplifting, or maybe not. The first few tracks are from a record which I just received this week via Forced Exposure, and this requires a bit of description. It's a 12-inch vinyl record which comes in a sort of modified cover. The original cover was called 30 Organ Skating Favourites by George Stone at the Organ. 30 all-time favourite songs for listening, dancing on skating rinks. But that's been obviously completely... That's wrong. That does not contain that record. The cover has been painted over with white paint and red paint, and the contents are something of a mystery. There are sort of three printed sheets attached to the rear of the record by string. A leaflet inside, and then a cassette is tied to the cover with a piece of red tinsel. And the LP has tracks on it. Let me see, what's it got? Tracks by Bromp Treb called Santa Descending a Staircase, Prisma, Galaxy of Misery, Jack Callahan, Public Domain. Then on side two, we've got Listen, the Snow is Falling by the Lost Hours, and so on. And then the cassette has a similar bunch of sort of various, what are known as various artists, or VA, on the Forced Exposure website. Permanent Headbutt, Christmas is Better Now, Baseball Camp Nurse, Nathrak, etc. So anyway, we'll start with track one on the cassette, which is... Actually, it's not track one. It is track two on side two of the cassette. New Acorns Christmas Melody Medley. And that's followed by Theme from a Cannibal Holocaust by the Cave Bears.
Oh,
Well, I think that's the end of that track. It's kind of hard to tell with these cassettes sometimes. They all just sort of blend into each other. But that was Christmas Medley by the New Acorns, followed by Theme from Cannibal Holocaust by the Cave Bears. So that's from the attached cassette, and the next two tracks are from the LP that the cassette accompanies. And this is a version of Deck the Halls by S.O.P. But before that, we'll have a very short track called Santa Descending a Staircase by Bromp Treb. Well, perhaps we won't.
Just tell the Santa, real Santa, just tell the Santa.
Okay, well, that almost sounded like the Beach Boys, didn't it? Okay, well, that was from the rather strange LP that I received from America. And the next track is from a re-released CD, a double CD, by Morgan Fisher, who I had assumed is Morgan Fisher, the structural filmmaker, who recently had an exhibition at Raven Row. But it turns out not to be that Morgan Fisher, but another one who apparently used to play with Mott the Hoople in 1973, when they were past their sell-by date, I think. Anyway, and then he pursued a solo career in a bedroom studio in Notting Hill. And this is from the CD called Hybrid Kids 1 and 2, in 1978, inspired by punk. Mott the Hoople's keyboardist Morgan Fisher turned away from the major labels to set up a bedroom studio in Notting Hill. Under various pseudonyms, he single-handedly created these two astonishing albums of bizarre cover versions. Thus, the Hybrid Kids were born. And CD 2 is called Claws from 1980, and track 3 is yet another version of Deck the Halls.
International Year of the Human Being. Can you help? Human potential, if isolated, could conceivably generate sufficient energy to light a northern town for a week or more. To afford everyone the chance to tighten their hold on society, to bring back the old values, reborn, to participate in the great drama, to weave again the pattern of the individual into the tapestry of life, to drink like the people on television, and most of all, to assist as many as possible in feeding the underground tributaries that nourish the wellsprings of reality. I am appealing to you on behalf of the peaceful, the contented, and the holy. I am appealing to you on behalf of the disenchanted, the desperate, and the disturbed. I am appealing to you on behalf of ourselves. I know it is difficult to look on the dark side when the season beckons us to feasting and jollity. Remember that the original winter solstice festivities certainly had their dark side. Indeed, the dark side of Christmas is part and parcel of the Christmas spirit. Now, I know you're probably hearing a lot of appeals at this time of year from traditional, well-established charities to the pungent beggar whom you brush aside as you seek your hearth. You see, we're not asking for money or equipment or even signatures. We're asking only for your cooperation. Can we count on you? Can you spare a thought or two? It's worth the sacrifice, and it's gonna make so many of us that little bit more useful. Well, I've taken up enough of your spare time, and I must let you get back to your celebrations. But I'd just like to leave you with this thought. If this is going to be your year, what are you going to do about it?
of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above.